Amen. Thank you so much, my friends. It's about time to get the meeting started. I want you to come in and sit down and enjoy yourself in the Lord. Amen. And so we're going to have a special service here for you, and I want to welcome you. Thank you so much for coming to Remember When Baptist Church. My friend, I remember when, boy, we used to have the power of God and see tears running down people's face and people standing up and a shouting and a praising God and a testifying. And there wasn't nothing pre-planned. They didn't have to have no bulletins and no menu set at the door to tell you exactly what they was going to do. They just let the Holy Ghost lead them. And I tell you, truth, we used to really have some meetings. But my friend, I want you to know, I don't want to put that on a downside. I want you to know that you can have those kind of meetings nowadays if you're really going to pay the cost. Amen. Now, I want you to know that. If people really want the touch of God and the power of God, you can have it in your church. You don't have to get it from internet and from camp meetings. I want you to know you can have it in your church. It can be revival every Sunday. Amen. But it's going to cost you something. Amen. You preachers going to have to go to preaching, and you deacons have to go to deacon and get the folks right and live God for love for the Lord. And I'll guarantee you we can see it again. Because I tell you the truth, listen, I'm glad what God did for D.L. Moody and Billy Sunday and all this, but I want to see what he wants to do here at Remember When Baptist Church the way that it used to be. Now, in a few minutes, we're going to have our choir come around, and I'll tell you the truth, my friend, we want to thank you, brother. We want to serve on our church service here. We want to serve you some happy meals. Amen. We're so sick and tired of going to these churches and stuff like that. It's like Burger King. It's have it your own way. Is that right? Well, it ain't going to be your own way around here. It's going to be the way the Lord Jesus would have it be done. Amen. So I want you to sit back and enjoy this great choir singing. Just sing along with us and shout, rejoice, and praise the Lord. Amen. Now, if you want Brother Johnny to come your church service, this is the kind of services that we have. That's the reason that, buddy, we like the Remember When Baptist Church. Because, buddy, I remember when that it used to be that way. And then we're going to have a great, great message. I'll tell you the truth. If you know anybody lost, I bid you to get them to come around. Old time singing, old time preaching. Amen. God bless you now, Brother Johnny. I'm going to have the choir man come around and let him sing songs. And you join in with us, you that know the power of God. We love you in Christ. Amen.
I'm glad Jesus is the one to be glorified tonight, and we're going to lift him up. I'll tell you what, shouting might be out of style in some places, but it's not out of order. It's Bible. It's the coming to this courts with singing and thanksgiving, and let's praise him tonight. Here we go.
Wonderful.
just really learned. And I'm glad we're serving a God that didn't die when Billy Sunday died. I'm glad, Dr. McAbee, there's still a God that's alive, just as much as he was in those young days of the old ministry when revival swept across. How you folks say, you know, it just didn't like it used to be. Wait a minute. God's not changed. Our God's still able to get the man off the riverbank, make the moonshine liquor. God's still able to save the drug addict. God's still able to save the harlot. That's all this church is a bunch of old rogues and thieves and harlots and drunkards saved by the mighty grace of God. Hey, our God's still able. He's still able. Our choir's got a song. Miss Betty Emerson sings the lead on. Hope you'll enjoy. He'll do it again.
Yeah. He still reigns. Yes, he
fellowship. Shake hands.
Amen. Glory to God and shame on the devil. I'm so thankful to the Lord to have this great singing and this great meeting. I tell you, I'm doing everything I can to try to keep old-time religion, let folks know what it's all about worshiping the Lord. I tell you the truth, I get so many cards and letters from people that write, say, well, Brother John, they don't call it shouting. What's all that screaming about? What's wrong with those people? You ought to be ashamed of yourself, preacher. You ought to be so ashamed of yourself before God that your church is not identically the same way that you can worship the Lord and feel the power of God. Amen. I tell you the truth, some of these little old preachers write me all the time, well, Brother Johnny, God don't never use me. Well, do you think it's all behind the pulpit? It's not out driving a bus. It's not out visiting the sick and the hospitals and nursing homes and things like that. You want God to bring a ministry to you. Amen. There was a young guy said a while back, he said, I'll tell you one thing, Brother Johnny, when I get up and preach everything I preach, he said, I want everything to be original with me. Everything's got to be original with me. And he said, I want to be known. And you know how he wound up? He wound up neither one of them. Amen. Not original nor known. Amen. And so I hope and pray that you'll enjoy this. Now as the choir comes down and takes their seats.